for Jess Wondering with me, Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
I don't even know how to form this into a question today, but we definitely need to talk about it. Yesterday out there at Concord Mills Mall, there was a shooting in the AMC movie theater. Police say that these two men got into an altercation over a seat, to the point where one of them pulled out a gun and shot the other man. Now, the male victim was rushed to the hospital with what appears to be non-life-threatening injuries. The other shooter ran out of the mall and got away before police could actually get there. They do not have that person in custody. This actually took place, like I said, at Concord Mills Mall yesterday, 6 p.m., in the theater to see Jordan Peele's brand new movie, Us. I'm hashtag just wondering, what's going on? There were so many other ways to deal with this. There were a lot of teenagers that were in the mall, a lot of people that were in the mall. They said it was a chaotic scene as people ran out of there trying to get away. One man actually traveled all the way from Greenville, South Carolina, because Concord was the closest theater showing this film, Us, and he wanted to see it. Hashtag, I'm just wondering what's going on. Give us a call, 570-WPEG. Did you hear about this? And what did you think about this situation?
In the movie theater, my whole thing was like, me and Butterfingers was talking about it last night on the way to the concert. I'm like, if you bring a gun in a movie theater, you're already a different type of individual, like, to me. Like, you already got a different thought pattern or something is already, like, going through your mind. I got to bring a gun in a movie theater? I'm going to the movies to watch the movies. Why am I strapped up going to the movie theater?
I sort of feel differently.
For real?
I sort of feel like this is just a little, this is very common nowadays. Mm. You know, like, you would think, why do you have a gun in a grocery store? I'm just going to go get groceries so that I can make dinner tonight. But they have them, you know, like, people carry guns in the craziest places. Why do you have a gun in church? I'm just going to go worship the Lord. They have them in church.
To me, that's just a different type of thinking individual for me. Like,
it seems crazy.
Put your guns up, pray for peace on Sunday.
Crazy, but for me, unfortunately, it's just not unrealistic anymore.
I didn't say it was unrealistic.
It's
a different type of
thinking.
It's a different type of thinking.
It's very prominent.
For me. Yeah, I mean, but to me, it's like, it's really like, if I'm going to the movies, I ain't strapped up in the movie. Not if I'm just going to watch a movie. And maybe I ain't living that lifestyle. I guess if you live in that lifestyle, it's a little different.
So, and you know what the thing about it is? There are some people that are like, yeah, he isn't strapped up in the movie theater, and I am.
That's what I said. If you live in that type of life, I ain't living that type of lifestyle. I'm not living that lifestyle, so I just don't get it.
It's just a sad... It's a sad situation. And also, what is also sad is that we are just becoming used to this. Like, it's like, oh, there was a shooting in a movie theater. Like, we're becoming used to this. It isn't really big, shocking news anymore. Because we're just seeing shootings everywhere. You know, there were a couple of years ago when, unfortunately, there was a shooting in Northlake Mall during the holiday season.
Yep.
You know, such a time as a holiday season when everybody is in the mall doing their last minute holiday shopping, and there was a shooting then. So give us a phone call, 570-WPEG. Let us know what you think about this situation. Were you there yesterday during it? What did you experience? We like to hear from you.
570-WPEG. It's Power 98.
No limit, lyrics.
I sort of think they are. I'm just wondering. It's time for Jess Wondering with me, Miss Jessica, the girl next door. Yes, nosy neighbors, we are talking about the shooting that took place at Concord Mills Mall yesterday, AMC Theater. Happened around 6 p.m. where one man was shot in the leg. The suspect did get away before police were able to get him. Theater packed full of people, and I'm hashtag Jess Wondering. What do you think about this? If you were there, give us a call, 570-WPG, or if you just want to express yourself, we would love to hear from you. And we actually have an eyewitness that was there in the movie theater and saw what happened. Power 98, good morning.
So I was actually about 10 feet away from it when it happened. I think the scariest part about it for everyone was the fact that there were children in the theater, and that it was just kind of 10 minutes into the movie. The movie actually was scheduled to start at 5:30. 10 minutes into the movie, we see a bright light. These guys start arguing, and it got pretty. It didn't look like it was getting heated, but when you look at the young guy, I don't know if he was on something or something. He had a gun in his hand. As soon as I saw the gun was when he popped it off in the guy's leg. It was just absolutely scary, considering the fact that it was a public place where children were there. There were kids, like, right next to me sitting there. That was the scariest part about it.
So as a witness, did you kind of, like, hear or see what the argument was over or anything that they were saying?
It was over a seat. They were arguing because if you purchase tickets at Concord Mills to see a movie, they do have assigned seating now where you mm-hmm. can pick where mm-hmm. you want to seat. And the young guy was sitting there with his girlfriend at first, and I guess this other guy with his chick came up and was like, hey, you sitting in our seat, so y'all got to get up. The young dude felt disrespected and pulled out his gun, and the girlfriend started kind of tugging on him, trying to get him to just walk away, and that's when he popped him in the leg.
How long was the altercation before the actual shooting happened?
It wasn't very long. It was really like maybe they were arguing for 3 or 4 minutes, because the beginning of it was the older guy kind of came in. He wasn't older. Maybe he was in his 20s or 30s, but he came in and he shined his light on the young fella and his girlfriend or whatever, and basically was letting them know, hey, like, y'all have to get up. This is our seat. Me personally, if someone's sitting in my seat, I kind of choose to avoid that conflict just because there's so many seats in a theater. But at the same time, there's never anything that warrants you pulling out your gun and shooting someone over a seat. But
so,
the altercation was really short. It was like 3-4 minutes.
So who shot who? The guy who's in the wrong seat or the guy who approached?
Yeah, the guy who was in the wrong seat is actually the one who shot.
Oh, wow.
Yep, the guy who was actually sitting there already with his girlfriend was actually the one who shot off. And the crazy part about it is the other guy got him to get up, and, you know, he and his girlfriend proceeded to sit down before it happened. But, yeah.
Leah, what was the reaction time like for the people that work
reaction
at Concord Mills and the police?
Super long. It was super long. They took a long time to turn the lights on, and people were freaking out because, like I said, they had kids. There were like 3 kids sitting next to where me and my boyfriend were sitting.
Mm-hmm.
So the reaction time was pretty long. By the time any staff came about, everyone was pretty much out of the movie theater room. There were a couple of Good Samaritan people there. There was a few young guys who basically escorted everybody out to the exit part where you lead to outside. But the time, response time is very long. By the time the police got there, the guy was long gone. The boy who was shot in the leg, it was weird, you know, just we all thought that he didn't actually get shot, that maybe the guy just shot off around, you know, on the floor, but sure enough, walking out of the theater, you start seeing these little drops of blood leading up to where he ended up laying at, right outside of the theater, in front of the theater and in front of kind of Forever 21, if you've ever been to Concord Mills.
No, exactly what you're talking about.
That's where he was laying at. Yeah, that's where he was laying at. Thank God the EMTs got there soon enough to get him to the hospital, but the response time was pretty long.
Let me ask you this. For you to see something like that and actually be a witness to this, what are your feelings like in the aftermath and today? How has it affected you?
So, for one, I feel like this is a big L. This is a big loss for Black people because we're already trying to overcome, you know, the racism in the streets. I don't know if you guys seen recent videos of people are still getting abused by police and higher authorities. And I think this is just a big loss for us as a Black people because, you know, we're trying to fight that stigma. We're trying to fight that. And it just seems like Black people are moving into Concord and Concord's just going to hell. Like, it just seems like it just seems like Concord is just going down. Like I even said, you know, right before we even went into the movie theater, I said, you know, it's getting kind of a little different around Concord. I moved here in 2009, and when I was here in 2009, this was a family-oriented, like, city because it was developing and there's new schools and, you know, the mall and everything. But now it just seems like the wrong people are moving into the community, and it's just, it's going bad for the worse. And I just, it just sucks that Black people have to be misrepresented in this way.
Thank you for your comment, and thank you for calling this morning, and glad you and your family were safe in that situation.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It's time for Jess Wondering with me, Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
All right, Concord police this morning are searching for a gunman after they said that a person was shot inside the AMC Theater in Concord Mills Mall yesterday evening around 6 p.m. The argument between the man and another man started over seating in the theater. Police said that the male victim was rushed to the hospital with what appears to be non-life-threatening injuries. We actually talked to a witness earlier this morning. If you want to hear her account, it's going to be up on our podcast, www.power98fm.com. But I'm hashtag just wondering, what do you think about this situation? Power 98, good morning.
Hey, I was calling to comment about the shooting at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I wanted to say that I heard about it. And I think that was Jessica that said, you know, like we hear about these shootings and we kind of become desensitized to the mm-hmm. situation. I don't think we become desensitized. We just, you know, it happens so frequent that it's like, oh, okay, you know, another shooting, but it never gets easier because at the end of the day, that could have been any of my family members sitting in that movie theater. That could have been any one of you all's family members. And, you know, another thing I heard you say that if you take a gun into a movie theater, that you kind of have a different mindset. I don't know if you remember in July 2012 when James Holmes went into the movie theater and killed those 12 people mm-hmm. and injured like 70 other people. So people go now, that's kind of like shape, you know, the way that people approach certain situations. So people mm-hmm. go now saying, I want to go home. I'm coming to this movie to watch the movie, but I don't know that some crazy madman is not going to come through this door and do something to me. And
right.
even me, myself, you know, when I take my nephews out, I kind of, in my head, always have a plan of action. Like, if somebody right. comes in, what am I going to do? You know, where am I going to go? So, you know, it's like that sort of thing. I think the conversation that needs to be had is with the individual and not the mass.
Mm-hmm.
The individual, because I carry my gun every day. I carry my gun to work, even.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad that, you know, people have to live that way. But again, the conversation that needs to be had is with the individual. You can't get upset with somebody and pull your gun out and fire a shot at this person.
Thank you for your comment this morning, man. Hashtag just wondering. Oh, man, it's Concord Mills shooting in the movie theater. It's crazy. And if you missed any of the conversation or if you got a comment, you could always leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. And you can always check it on our podcast. Coming up next, man, Black Smart is back. It's Pot Out of Gate.
Live from Planet Fitness, Judgment Free Zone Studio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.